Triple M, the Dave, Dave and Kate show coming up. Listen closely for our subliminal advertising. And Kate, we're
so
answering
what
did I say?
You said the word subliminal in a subliminal way. So that no one really understood it.
Yeah, I do that. And and also, Kate, we're answering your problems in Dear Kate. But right now, he's a man. You may have heard him before on Martin Malloy, even though the show's not on anymore. Is it, Tony?
I'm not sure. I think it's still running, isn't it? Still running at my place.
So you're listening at home going, you'll love this bit. This is where I come on.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I hadn't listened
to
the radio.
Oh, here he is. Tony Martin. Yay!
Tony Martin. I was listening to the show on the way and there was an interesting confluence between the words arse and root just as I was getting out of the car. What was going on?
That was
the sound of somebody hurriedly pulling down all the faders on the desk.
Well, that wasn't us because, you know, we're always happy to explore that territory.
Of course.
Hey, now, speaking of you at home.
Oh, dear. What's happened?
Yes. We were talking earlier, which you also would have heard.
Your rules?
Yes. You got a rule at home that you either issue as an edict or you're on the receiving end of?
Well, my wife is trained to become a yoga teacher, and so I'm... the rule is I'm not allowed to take the piss out of that. Because she'll sit in a room in the house with one of those tapes with just, you know, forest noises playing.
Yes.
And I get the tape and I re-record it onto another tape and just add, you know, the stones breaking sound from the Blair Witch Project.
Oh, yeah.
I just started to sneak that in just to creep her out.
Has she noticed?
Oh, yes. She's less peaceful than usual. And her dad is a Tai Chi master. And there's this real rivalry between Tai Chi and yoga.
Oh, so that'll be ugly.
Oh, he comes round and he's going, oh, here you're doing the yoga now, Tony. You haven't looked at that Tai Chi tape I left here?
No.
We've got swords. You know, we have swords. We're far more serene and peaceful than those yoga people.
They're more silent. They can be more silent.
We can be more silent and peaceful than them at the drop of a hat. It's a real rivalry.
Now, Tony, on the phone when I spoke to you during the week, you said, I'll talk about Granny Davis' funeral. I thought, that's just Tony being wacky and crazy. And then I opened the paper, the Herald Sun on Thursday, and there's photos of you, Philip Brady and Pete Smith.
It's like a sort of mafia of voiceover men.
Yeah.
Like a scene from a very loud version of The Sopranos.
You went to Granny Davis' funeral. This is the actress who used to appear on the Granny Davis
Well, yes,
packet.
Myrtle Woods was in fact her name, and she died 101. And I don't know whether people would remember on The Late Show years
Was she your grandma?
She was my grandmother. And somebody showed me a list of all the things we'd had her do. We'd had her kick the Prime Minister in the arse. We'd had her fail to tell the difference between the new $5 note and a Siberian tiger.
Yeah.
We'd had her lead a death squad on Salman Rushdie. So I thought, I'd forgotten all that, so I better attend the funeral.
Yes. And so, that you, of course, are who drove her to an early grave.
Yeah, I drove her to an early grave. That's what it says on my resume. Drove Granny Davis to an early grave.
At 101. But she would have lived to 108 if it wasn't for you.
That's the thing, it's a funeral. It's like someone it's 101. It's very hard. I mean, I don't want to insult anyone. It's hard to get sad. It's not like everyone's sitting there going on.
Yeah.
If only she'd lived to achieve her full potential.
It was such a shock.
Yeah. Hang on. Yeah. Let me guess. Was the phrase a good innings used quite a lot?
I think Bert Newton discouraged people from using a good innings. I'll just tell you the weirdest thing, and I'm not making fun of this funeral.
No. But we're having a laugh at it anyway.
Queuing up to receive the Eucharist, as you do.
Yep.
And we get up to the front bit, and there's a billboard for Granny Davis Breads leaning there. As you're reaching for the Eucharist, it says, "Bake fresh the way Granny would have wanted."
Yeah,
and anyone who was there will tell you that's true.
She's just providing for her kids, you know.
Tony, will you stick around?
I will.
Okay. Tony Martin. More Tony Martin on the Dave, Dave and Kate Show on Triple M. And the Dave, Dave and Kate Show coming up. We take a look, well, more of a listen to subliminal messages. Did I do it again? Did I say it wrong again?
Say it.
Subliminal. Oh, man.
Subliminal.
I'm getting flashbacks to the speech therapist in grade 4.
Who obviously...
One more go. Give him one more go.
Subliminal? Sublim. Maybe our guest Tony Martin can say it.
Subliminal.
Yay.
There must be another word for subliminal.
I think then that's it and you're using it.
Jesus Christ. And also, Tony, anyway. Tony, they've thrown me. Tony.
It's a tongue twister.
It is. Tony, you heard Hughesy going off before.
Yeah, I did. You're okay, Hughesy?
Yeah, no, I'm coming back to Earth, yeah. I hope I don't go past an auction on the way home, though. I wouldn't
do more than one of those per show. I'll go off about something if you like.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I think a lot of people in Melbourne are going off because the Continental closes this weekend.
Yeah.
Yes, you know. Greville Street, a great venue.
It's a very ugly story, which we shouldn't go into, but it'll all come out. And it's like, I think it's your last chance to go to the Continental today and tomorrow. And do you remember, Dave, you'd remember the sadness and tragedy when the Eltham Barrel burnt down. I think it's a bit like that.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the Eltham Barrel. Went there for my year 12 breakup.
That's
what
right.
Remember that? What's the
it
Eltham
was a
Barrel?
Huge theatre restaurant in the shape of a barrel on the side of the road in Eltham.
An enormous barrel. And there was a huge row going on at the time. This is about 10
German.
Years ago. Remember, the people of Eltham were furious that McDonald's was opening in Eltham, going, right. It's just not compatible with the local environment. Not like this giant barrel. Remember, the Eltham Barrel just had that... It had the sort of shape and texture of a building that's just perfect for burning down for the insurance. Remember that, even the word... You know, it was
very much like the Swagman restaurant.
It's a powder keg. The bloke's next restaurant was called the Tinderbox.
Well, you remember when the Swagman restaurant burned down? The guy was caught for, he was charged with it.
Was he?
In the car park or something?
Yeah. His neighbours heard
him. He was just charged with
it.
Running the Swagman for 10 years.
That's an offence.
But a lot of them...
You love a good theatre restaurant, though, don't you, Tony? You like me.
I like a good theatre restaurant. Here, there's one in Malvern called Shufti's Tivoli. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Shufti's Tivoli with the show 56 O'Clock Rock that's been running since, I think, 1956. And it's next to a funeral parlour. It's an amusingly placed theatre restaurant. It's next to a funeral parlour in the same building.
Have you been to Capers?
No, it's Capers.
Yeah, Capers. It's
that's
on the corner.
That's more cabaret kind of
That's kind
restaurant.
Of like a funeral
that's
parlour.
That's near my parents' place.
They're all great venues, aren't they?
Yeah.
The Loony Bin.
Alcatraz. Remember Nero's Fiddle?
Oh, Nunawading.
The Starship Crazy House.
Oh, yeah.
Come and visit a comical four-course cruise across the galaxy, and you couldn't leave and drive unless you could say that phrase.
But hang on, what was the were they also loonies like the Loony Bin in Crazy House?
Yeah, there was a sort of insanity theme.
Yeah, because that's a great way to get mentally ill people back in the community. Yeah. Give them a job in a theatre restaurant.
Just, it's a step. It's right before you go straight back to society.
There's a lot of very,
in the audience. A lot of very sad actors working in them, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
The dreams they had and where they ended up, you know?
Well, no, because often they're working towards bigger things.
Yeah, but often they never happen.
You can start a Loony Bin and end up a Dracula's.
And then Hunchbacks is only a hop, step and a jump.
Which is in Breeches.
There you go. But the one next to the... I actually tried to go to Shufti's Tivoli one night and I just made a slight right and went into the funeral parlour and there was a funeral service.
Lots
and
of laughs.
There was a bit of confusion. I wasn't sure where I was. As they opened the coffin for the service, I couldn't resist saying, "All hail the beast." Wasn't sure where I was for a moment. Pardon me.
Baron of Beef.
Where's my drummer?
What about the Cuckoo restaurant? Have you been up to the Cuckoo?
What's that?
Oh, that's a German restaurant in the Dandenongs where they have oompa music and yodeling.
Fantastic.
Is it a theme or are they actual German
people? No, everyone's there in that. Well, they're Aussies wearing lederhosen. So I don't know, is that a theme?
Well,
but
it is in our house.
they have a full-on smorgasbord and then they have some really weird guy. When I was up there, I went because Dave O'Neill told me to go.
That's great.
And there was some weird guy who was singing in the room while everyone else was eating. And he said, "I don't want to offend people with my little songs." Yeah. And then would... the songs were not offensive. They were like,
I love tuba music. Here's what if you're a skinny person, try this because it's so much fun. Get tuba music on a cassette, put it in your car, wind the windows down and drive alongside fat people walking along, just going...
Hang on, are you Benny Hill?
That's what I do.
Tony Martin. Do you want to stick around, Tony?
Yeah, why?
Oh, come on, stick around, because next up we're talking about...
Subliminal.
One more go.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Sublimable advertising.
Are you correct?
Hang on. I'll hold it up and you
read it. No, I can't read it. I can't.
Too many bees in there, mate.
That's on the Dave David Kate Show on Triple M. Triple M, the Dave David and Kate Show. Coming up, Kate will be answering your problems via email and we'll be getting stuck into more Big Brother. But we're still with Tony Martin. Tony?
Yeah, sorry about that.
No. You can hang around. You're welcome to hang around.
Dave, I thought you were going to tell him to leave.
No, he's our friend and he's staying for as long as he likes.
We might go to bed now.
I'm just hoping to win something. Back at a stimmer roll.
Oh, we got an icy cold can of Coke for you later on, mate.
1927 album. What have you got?
What about the icy cold cans of Coke? I remember you saying that a lot.
They're still here.
And they're still icy cold. Now, Kate, we were going to talk about advertising. I'm not even going to try and say the word.
What sort of advertising?
Subliminal.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get it? One more.
Subliminal.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Yeah, I got it right. Around. If anyone's just tuned in, they're probably thinking, what are they going on about? But I couldn't say subliminal. I said subliminal. Oh, I did it wrong.
Damn it.
See, this happened at the speech therapist when I was in grade four.
Forget it. Now leave it behind you.
We're not teasing you.
Because the reason that we were talking about it.
We're not teasing you.
No, we're not.
Do you remember the abominable snowman?
Yes.
Remember him?
No.
We're not tornimping you.
What about the burglar?
Now, because
the nuclear burglar.
You know, subliminally, you're now messing with Dave O'Neill's
you
mind.
You are. It's getting into my brain.
Just
sorry
as
that,
this
Dad.
Week an advertiser was accused of messing with people's minds on the radio.
Is that true?
Yep.
Do you know...
See, the old skills haven't deserted me.
You're covering Tony beautifully, mate.
Do you know those Medonic Eye Clinic ads?
Oh, yeah.
Which I... Hang on. We've actually got one. Now, see if you can
hear the message.
A subliminal right. That you're sort of...
Okay.
If you're thinking about having laser eye surgery, the Medonic Laser Clinic, established in 1984, has achieved better than 20/20 vision in more than 2,000 standard laser corrections.
Oh, emphysema.
Better than 20/20 means eyesight
has been
better
than more
than vision.
Now, normally, Husey, you'd be paying $3.95 a minute to hear that.
Come on. That's ridiculous. It's $4.95 a minute.
Yeah, that's subliminal.
That's ridiculous.
It's actually not subliminal because subliminal is when you're not supposed to know that it's happening. Whereas you can actually hear that poor woman wheezing.
You can hear the subliminal advertising. The bloke over there presses a button and I heard, Mad O'Neck. When's it coming? It's like the first thing we heard.
I know, oh, it's not subliminal.
Is this because it's on a pensioner radio station and any whispering is, oh, it's people, it's young people messing with our minds.
It was a radio beat up.
Yes, it was.
But now, it's pervasive, this subliminal advertising.
Yep. It's happening all the time.
All the time.
Have a listen to this ad, Tony.
This week at the Diet Academy, we've got a great offer for you.
You fat pig.
Just come on down. Meet our fabulous personal trainers.
No wonder you're single, you fat pig.
And we'll treat you to some delicious low-fat treats.
Get off your ass, you slob.
The Diet Academy, because sometimes less is more.
You make me sick. Oink, oink.
Oh, yes.
Oh, did you pick it?
No, nothing at all.
Yeah. See, that's what it does.
That's because you're skinny, Tony. Fat people are out there going, I'm going to go there.
Did you hear anything, Husey?
Oh, I just want to join the 40-hour famine. Can I do it now?
You fat pig.
But, like, it's spread across all industries.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Not other industries.
Yeah. The sex industry, Tony.
You're joking.
Have a listen to this.
The Gentleman's Club. Melbourne's premier tabletop dancing venue.
It's not cheating.
Triple M, the Dave and Kate Show coming up. We go back inside Big Brother and the top 10 things you can't say. Right now, we're still joined by Tony Martin, and it's time for Dear Kate.
Ooh.
And this is a segment where you can email problems to Kate. Go to the Triple M website.
So successful has this new segment been that this week, Tony, I got one email.
So I addressed it correctly then, did I?
You did well, Tony.
And
it was
this
excellent.
This is uncanny, given, of course, our subliminal ads that we were just playing.
Subliminal?
Yep. All right, this is from Kelly in Preston.
Oh,
it's from Kelly Preston.
Oh,
married to John Travolta.
Yeah,
that's uncanny.
See, I'm just the Peter Ford of the show this morning.
You are one of the beasts on my Beauty and the Beasts panel.
Right. Okay. So, what is this letter?
Dear Kate, my problem may sound small, but it's really upsetting me.
Mm.
My boyfriend goes to lap dancing clubs once a week with his mates. He says there's nothing wrong with it, that it's just a night out, but I feel terrible about it. As far as I'm concerned, he's playing around on me, and worst of all, I'm paying for it. What do you think, Kelly Preston, wife of John Travolta?
I mean, it's only 52 times a year.
Well,
it's not like he's addicted to it.
Now, okay, I'm going to lay my cards on the table.
Right, so what do you think, Kate?
I think that if a man is going to a lap dancing club once a week and looking at another woman's most intimate and private parts with desire, that he is betraying the woman with whom he has a monogamous relationship if she's not happy about it.
You think that's betraying?
Yeah, I do.
That's cheating.
Well, it depends. Like, for instance, probably with Andy from Big Brother, and Damon,
oh,
her
husband, been open
and their open marriage. That's probably just their idea of, you know, an entree.
Right.
But yeah. In a standard relationship, for instance, if I was going out with someone.
Right, which you know. Well, that's
so hang on, so Dear Kate is basically just a big pickup segment for you.
That's right. What this is. What I'm saying is, what your husband is paying for, Kelly, I'll be giving it for nothing.
Yeah, well, look at it though. What are the guys doing? They're just going to a place like, you know, staring blankly at...
At what?
Well, naked women.
Yes.
And then giving them money. It's just like the pokies without, you know, the chance of...
Well, you can say a lot there. But, yeah.
So well, there's less chance of picking up at a place like that than there is in a nightclub. The girls aren't going to go.
So
home,
you're saying it's like a business transaction, Husey?
Well, it's like window shopping.
Yes, right. But
is it the old you can be on a diet, but you can still look at the menu?
Yes,
is that
but,
old one.
But you know
I'm still
what?
Trying to work you're out not... how it's like pokies.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
that's right. There's a handle. What?
Are there old ladies there, Husey, drinking tea and coffee?
I'm very worried. I'm very worried about where Husey's putting his coins.
Nah, come on.
No, I just do say, Husey, you don't think that there's anything wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Go I now.
No, I don't go now.
Because you're...
In a committed, loving relationship.
No.
Well, it's true. There's no joke. Sounded
there. Like something off a chocolate box.
Yeah, well, no.
Did I take loving too hard with that cattle prop?
No.
Tony Martin, have you ever or would you ever?
Play pokies.
Yes. Would you ever play the pokies?
I've played the pokies.
I haven't played the pokies. I haven't been to a lap dancing club because,
no.
You know.
Ever in your whole
I
life.
I have been.
No, I've actually have never been because, right.
You know. Why? His wife does yoga.
There you go. It's just so damn peaceful and raunchy at the same time.
But have you ever driven past one?
I have driven past.
Yeah, well, you're to
blame. But I always think, well, I could go in there, but then, you know, in the papers the next day it would say, Andrew Denton seen leaving lap dancing club.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, Kelly, I don't know if we've answered your problem, but anyway, you can email Kate, go to the Triple M website and hit the Ask Kate icon and give her a tough problem. Yes, up next we'll be talking all things Big Brother on the Dave, Dave and Kate Show on Triple M. Triple M, the Dave, Dave and Kate Show, and there Van Halen there with a comment on the 1984 invasion of Panama. very good. Coming up next, the top 10 things you can't say, but right now it's time to talk Big Brother. Oh, there it is. Big Brother Tony Martin is a special guest in the studio.
Pardon me.
It's a bit of Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Have you been watching Big Brother?
Haven't been watching Big Brother. I find a lot of those shows that tend to have what I call subliminal entertainment value.
Oh, yeah.
But we have Foxtel at our house, and so I don't see normal TV because I'm addicted to the channel on Foxtel that tells you what's on all the other channels on Foxtel.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? It's always moving.
Just sit there watching it for hours.
Yeah, I know the one you mean. Well,
look at all the things I could be watching.
Yeah.
You are missing.
You're missing out, man.
Riches of
Big Brother.
But you know what happened? This is what I read about the American version of Big Brother they did last year. It just wasn't interesting. Now, I don't know. I'm not saying that the local version is anything like this, but the American one was just people sitting around reminding you why writers and actors are employed.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
And apparently after about 3 weeks, it was so boring that the network offered two of the people in the house like $500,000 each to leave the series.
Oh, really?
And you're going, so it's just become like normal TV. So like, you know, Tony Danza will replace them.
Yeah. You know what I think they've done with this one here, though? I think they've gone the opposite way around.
Right.
And I think they think the most interesting thing is people talking about sex, which is not the most, that is in fact the most repulsive thing, like the Thursday night uncut. Truly, we watch it in my house with our faces turned away from the television. You know the way that you do, watching out of the slits of our eyes.
They're talking about size.
They're talking about size.
And how big it should
be. Yes.
Hey, what about the dancing challenge, though? That was good.
They all got given a song and they all had to run outside when they heard the song playing. They had 45 seconds to go outside and dance.
But did they all have to run outside or something?
You got given one song each.
Right.
And then
there was a group song.
A group song.
I haven't seen that much bad dancing since my cousin's 21st in Frankston.
Yeah.
It was appalling, some of that dancing.
Yeah, there's a lot of just shuffling around like and not getting into it at all, isn't it?
And Gordon's got to go for sure.
Oh, Gordon's a freak. Gordon's the guy with the spine. Sticking out of his
head. The architect, Tony.
Because now, see, I've been reading about it on the internet, and the internet is just full of people going, oh, they're just sitting around. When is someone going to have sex?
When is someone going to go into
one of those rooms with the cameras on and have some more sex?
It's great.
Ironic coming from a guy who's sitting there on a computer.
Yeah, commentary on the internet. You're sitting there. I want to watch other people have sex.
You know, something else they've done that's really bizarre is they've decided to go on the 40-hour famine.
Oh, yes, the World Vision.
Now, am I wrong in thinking that when you go on the 40-hour famine, people sponsor you, and that right. is...
But that's how you make the money, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're idiots. They're in the house. No one can sponsor them.
No. Nah.
So just, now the there's another thing in the house that they're just not doing.
Yeah, the only entertainment for me was watching them boil the potatoes.
Yes, and make the bread.
You should have... 40-hour interest famine.
Yes.
You should have heard them talking about the... They're very articulate, very... You have a listen to this, Tony.
Trying to be
talking.
Positive role models.
Just that we're in a more fortunate position lucky. Than other people, and we just want
to make people aware. Yeah, we're grateful for what
lucky.
We've got on this show, and we're
going to... Lovely, cool.
If something helpful can come from being on a reality TV show, then it's a bonus for whoever.
And so be it.
And maybe people should donate, if they can donate money to World Vision or other good charitable organisations, that's a good thing.
No, maybe, just maybe creating not. Awareness, and Charles Hink can organise that if they want to.
Right, so obviously I'm wrong. I'm just going to clear some space in my diary every night this week.
But hang on, Channel 10's in the business of creating awareness.
Yeah,
Channel 10 can do that.
They're great, those people.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
Thank God they edited it down for us to watch. Oh.
Yeah. You know, there are still normal programs on TV that are real. Have you watched The Sopranos?
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
Have you seen Spaced on Channel 2?
Stop it.
They're a good show.
Have you seen Home and Away, Kate?
People know what to say, and it's interesting.
Yeah, I know.
We've got the top 10 things you can't say coming up on the Dave and Kate Show.
Big Brother's My Addiction.
Oh, Triple M, the Dave and Kate Show. Yes, and it's time for the top 10 things you can't say, or as we like to say...
Say that!
Lead us off, Hughesy, number 10.
Right, there's a report this week they're making older people work for the Dole now. But why? They do boring stuff like mowing lawns. Why don't they make them do interesting stuff, like useful stuff, like going to Ballarat and panning for gold?
Oh, you can't say that!
Number 9. John Bon Jovi has been given an honorary doctorate by a university in America. Great, so you can go see Bon Jovi and rock out and get advice on your hemorrhoids now. That's it.
Oh, you can't say that!
Number 8. Let's go with Tony Martin, special guest.
I'm sorry, you can't shoot up in here, Mrs. Cracknell.
Oh.
Did I miss the point of this segment?
Number 7. Kate.
Nicole Kidman has been voted the nation's leading style icon. Yeah, not bad for a single mum with a couple of kids.
Oh, you can't say
that. Number 6, go easy.
Victoria's richest man is now, or has been for a long time, Richard Pratt, who makes cardboard. Yeah, we're a state of thinkers.
Oh, you can't say that.
Number 5, Scandalous are making an appearance next Friday at the Dick Smith store at High Point. See them there, or you can return the month where they'll all be working at Nando's.
Number four,
I think Tony.
Certainly, Mrs. Hancock Porteous, I'd love to drink that large, suspicious, foaming drink of lemonade.
You
haven't got it.
No, you're going well. Number 3.
You can't say it, though.
Number 3, you go for
now,
it.
Now, fishing this week has been banned in certain areas, but hopefully you can still fish at the aquarium.
Oh, you can't say that.
Oh, gee. Number 2, Nathan Buckley and Wayne Carey have scoffed at suggestions that the AFL ban the cheek-slapping hijinks footballers get into. It would make the showers pretty boring, they said.
Who's lucky number 1?
I think Hughes, you can go. Oh, Tony, have you got one?
Tony's been the hero. Go for it.
I love Noise Works.
You can say that.
You idiot.
Oh, we've got to get going. Thanks, Tony Martin. Thanks, Kate Lambrook. Dave Hughes. You've been listening to the Dave and Kate Show.
Bye.
On Triple M.